This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your schedule for today? Happily, spending time with the DJV program is a good part of your day. Thank you very much. Thursday it is, the 29th of August. I'm giving you what you want. You've told us what you want. I'm giving it to you the way you, what you want and the way you want it. How about that? This, you are my customers, basically, all of you. So I have a process, a system, if you will, even though the ladies laugh at that. They don't think I have a system for anything. I do have a system, and it's created this program, and it's created them all in combo. You guys would never have gotten together. Think about the randomness of how Jennifer and Victoria and Kara all got together. You would not otherwise have ever probably even met.
It's true.
Or not, right?
But I think we were meant to be, so maybe we would have.
Yes, well, I think that there is that, the almighty, the design, if you will, the process for design, the greater design. I think that's very true. I think there are no accidents, so it's no accident you're here. That's good news. Here's a little bit of good news. Also, the Taliban and the U.S. are close to finalizing a peace agreement aimed at ending the Afghan war. Do you know this was going on? I didn't even know this was going on.
Yeah, this has been in the works for the last few months, yeah.
Yeah, right. You know, the deal is expected to require concessions from the Taliban, including a ceasefire and a promise to start direct negotiations with Kabul to end the war in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. That's a tough sell for the Taliban, basically. Kabul is the puppet regime of us, basically, Western nations. But then they were our puppet, too. Remember when the CIA gave them $75 million to get lost while we were looking for Osama bin Laden? Mm-hmm. They gave him a CIA agent. Goes to the leader of the Taliban with a briefcase full of $75 million in cash. Get lost. And they did. Well, we never did it. Osama bin Laden, but there were other skullduggeries at work. I went to see the movie Angel Has Fallen. It was horrible weather here yesterday. I don't know whether it was down where you are, Victoria or Kara, but we had pouring rain. So when it's bad weather and I can't work outside, I go to the movies. And I went to see Gerard Butler, Angel Has Fallen. Morgan Freeman is in it. What's her face? Jada Pinkett Smith. That's how you say her name, right?
Oh, she's in
Jada?
It, too? I didn't know
yeah,
that.
She is. Yeah, she plays kind of a nasty FBI agent. Anyway, it was a pretty good movie. It was what you would expect under the circumstances. And it was about one of the main theme is how the government has used hired soldiers to do things that are distasteful and how they've gotten out of control. And there was plenty of that going on in Afghanistan with the Taliban. That's what the Taliban, you know, they sort of have a code, if you can believe that, among the thieves. And so they didn't like the private soldiers being involved. That was one of the problems. Anyway, so I'm interested, Jennifer, that you knew this was going on. It missed my radar altogether. And if there's a peace, is it the same kind of thing as we have with Iran or other, like the Russians, they ignore it after we get it all done? Or is this something that'll work?
Well, I hope it's something that'll work. I think that you wouldn't probably go in that direction after all of the resources have been put into the war if we didn't think it was going to work. Obviously, you have to see what the motivations are of the Taliban, but it's a step in the right direction. I think everybody is tired of just constantly dumping money, lives, resources into this area. So,
same can be said for
it's
Iraq.
And it's really funny you said, I didn't know this was going on. And that's because the news media doesn't report news anymore. They report who said what, who tweeted what, who's saying what to who, who's fighting with who. It's never anything that's actually substantive. I don't think people actually know that there's, like, real stuff going on, even in the midst of all the drama.
Yeah. Well, there's a certain amount of what happens when there are protests, for example, in Hong Kong, with all those protests going on over there. Mm-hmm. That makes for good pictures and good video, all these
that's
protests,
dramatic.
Millions of people. Right. Yeah, but there's no drama here. in this thing. So that's a very astute point. You started to say something else, or you wanted to start with something, and I sort of usurped your power. So where were you going as we get started?
Oh, I was going to tell you about some of the more drama with the
news. More drama!
Yeah, MSNBC host Lawrence O'Donnell. He was the guy, very famously, for Stop the Hammering. Do you remember that clip when there was, like, construction going on around the studio and he went viral yelling, "Stop the Hammering!" Anyway, Lawrence O'Donnell kicked off his show on Wednesday evening by apologizing for running an unverified report that directly tied President Trump's finances to Russia, which he had to retract. This was so unbelievable, he had to apologize. He was getting hit from all sides. On Tuesday evening, Lawrence O'Donnell was getting ready to hand it over to Rachel Maddow. The handover is when the hosts kind of talk to each other before they start the next program.
Right.
So Lawrence O'Donnell and Rachel Maddow are talking. Lawrence O'Donnell says, "I have breaking news. If true," he said, "if true," nine times when he said this report. He said, if true. This could be a game changer for the president. If true, this could mean the end of his presidency.
If true.
So the report was that the president had loan documents filed with Deutsche Bank, and the co-signer on them was a Russian oligarch. And what's very funny at MSNBC, Russian oligarch is like, that term becomes like a Bond villain. Like, oligarch means Russian rich guy. And sure, some of them are rich because for nefarious reasons, but not every
KGB.
Russian oligarch. Yeah, not every Russian
KGB,
oligarch is
like,
a bad guy.
Killed all the people that were running businesses so they could take them over themselves. That's pretty much what happened.
That's true. Yeah. But not every single one of them is a bad guy. And they use it like it's like a dirty word on MSNBC. Russian oligarch. It's like always a dirty word. It's very funny to watch that. In any case, they say that there is a loan document existing with the co-signer, a Russian oligarch co-signer on a Trump loan that's filed with Deutsche Bank. Okay. So Lawrence O'Donnell says this story. He says, if true, nine times. Even Rachel Maddow is like shaking her head going, I mean, she's like in disbelief if you look at the video. So then someone comes out from Deutsche Bank. So this is unverified. We're not confirming any of this. It was revealed that there was not even one source that was confirmed and verified by MSNBC and NBC News. And Lawrence O'Donnell still chose to run with it. And so he took a lot of heat, including some threats from the Trump lawyers saying, we're going to sue you for this one. This is defamation of character. So on Wednesday evening, he had to backtrack on the story, and he came out and apologized by saying, last night on the show, I discussed information that wasn't ready for reporting. I repeated statements a single source told me about the president's finances and loan documents with Deutsche Bank, saying, if true, as
if
I discussed
true.
The information, that was simply not good enough. I did not go through the rigorous verification and standard process here at MSNBC before repeating what I heard from my source.
Right.
There you go.
Meanwhile, over at Fox News, some of the people on the air, they're pushing back after the president went a little stronger on his attacks on Fox. So he thinks it ought to be all about him, apparently. And anybody who's anti-Trump that gets on the air there, then somehow or other gets his ire. Is that
well,
so much?
That's his personal TV station. So why wouldn't it be?
I don't think so. He's been yelling at them a lot over the last month. I think, he's been going after Fox News pretty hard. And what's really funny is that all of these networks have opinion programs. Lawrence O'Donnell is one of them. CNN is Anderson
Rachel
Cooper, Chris Cuomo, and Don Lemon are not journalists. They are opinion people. Sean Hannity, not a journalist. He's an opinion person.
Right.
But Fox News, I think, actually, during the day, does the most fair job of reporting on news. If you listen to their daytime lineup, it's pretty straight down the middle. There are some exceptions, obviously, as there are on CNN and MSNBC, but they do a pretty good job. And the president has taken notice of some of the negative stories that have been running about him, and he's been attacking Fox News. Now, is that helpful? No, but I think for Fox News, they should probably wear it as a badge of courage and say, look, see, we've been trying to do the right thing here.
Right. Well, if you look at those Ailes movies, Roger Ailes, at least if you believe the contents of the movies, he claimed on many occasions that Trump would be nothing. He couldn't win without Fox News behind him. And there were feuds going on between Trump and Ailes all through the election campaign. Remember? He refused to go on, and then Ailes called him up and said, please come on, and, that will be nice to you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Yeah, I don't know how true that is, because early on when there were all those candidates, there was, I don't know that Fox was behind Trump at that point, but.
No, it was after. When it came down to the nitty-gritty, if you will. So, all right, there's the rub if you will, 16 after the hour on the DJV program. Here's a way for you to save money and have a great night's rest at the same time. Yoo-hoo! Let's take the T out of that. The sale continues at MyPillow.com. Not only are they selling their body pillows at 66% off the regular price, but also standard and queen platinum premium MyPillows are available as well. These things are selling so quickly that Mike Lindell said, okay, hold on, we can only sell you 10. More than 10, we can't sell you. We'll sell you 10 at the 66% off price from $69 to $23. You can buy these pillows now, but only you can only get 10 of them. I don't know if there's a limit on the body pillows. Regularly $89, now they're $29. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can wash them. You can dry them. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Save up to 50, 60, 66% off with all of these things, including the body pillow and the queen and standard size platinum premium pillows. These are fabulous. So get to it, because this is a Labor Day special. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So this is good news for Victoria, for me, for you, for everybody. The world's largest hotel chain, the Marriott, checking out of the tiny toiletry game. No more plastic toiletry bottles. They've announced they would be phasing out these bottles, and they're going to put those pump-top bottles in their showers, right? Isn't that what they do?
Yeah.
7,000 properties around the world. That's what a lot of hotels are doing that now.
Yeah. Those little bottles are such
bottles.
A waste.
Yep. Yeah, right.
Such a waste. More, just sits in a landfill.
Landfills, yeah. So that's a consciousness on their part. There are a lot of these hospitality companies that are reckoning with waste. The emphasis is on convenience and sanitation. That is kind of going on. Well, I don't know. Were these the big things that are on the wall in the shower stall, are they clean? You know, there's been plenty of studies about how little or how badly the people that clean the rooms actually clean the rooms. Don't take a bath in the tub, all that kind of stuff. So one wonders if these things are going to get cleaned off well enough or not. But
well, they're just a big pump dispenser.
Yeah.
We just stayed at a hotel a couple weeks ago and had it, and it was fine.
Yeah. Plastic takes 400 years to decompose, folks.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me
away,
ho-ho.
Those of you who are younger think, what the hell's going on with my radio?
That's these basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes.
Throwback Thursday.
So confused by this song.
And we have, for your listening and dancing pleasure, top five songs. It happens to be this week in 1966 in the focus. This is a studio group that was horsing around, and they just, a bunch of guys, shows you how creative some of these people are. This guy, who's identified on the record as Napoleon the 14th, but I think his real name is Ted Barrow. I don't know what his name is, but he gets in front of the microphone, got a drummer with him, somebody that's got a ukulele or something, and they just tell his story. It's the craziest, silliest, dumbest thing you ever heard. But it's number five this week. 1966, they're coming to take me away. Ha ha. This was even before the opioid.
Is this an entire album of this stuff?
No. One single.
I just can't believe that this charted.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, see, it makes sense to me that someone in a studio in a group would just randomly decide to record this. But who on earth was listening and was like, this is a top five hit?
This is a hit, yeah. Right. Maybe Frank Zappa heard this and thought, that's a hit. Right. They're on
there's
something.
A hit. Number four, you could say the same thing about this, the Troggs. Wild Thing. You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Everything
with a melody.
Groovy. Right. Wild Thing, I Think I Love You.
Good guitar lick. This is a legitimate song.
Listen to this.
Wild Thing, I Think I Love You. But
I don't know for sure.
Come on. Hold me tight.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you. Yes. Before. All right, you can imagine how I played with that as a discharge. This is my first full year as a jock, 1966. Number four, the Trogs. Number three, another silly song. This is Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
You sure are looking good.
I love this song.
You're everything, a big band.
But it's from that era, as Kara was saying, of silly songs. Silly.
Listen to me. Little Red Riding Hood.
Another studio group.
Man, if I was driving when all these songs were hits, I would have driven off the side of the road.
All right, so the next two songs were really great summer hits. They still have legs. In the summertime, you hear, first of all, Bobby Hebb's version of Sunny, number two.
Sunny, thank you for the truth.
I remember my pal Dick Summer playing this in the evenings on WBZ in Boston. He always had a good intro for it. Where you can just put yourself on the beach, right? Sitting on the, like, the dock of the bay, that kind of a song. And so that was number two, if you remember that. Number one belonged to the Spoonful, 3 weeks. Hot Town, Summer in the City.
Isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match.
One of the things I remember most about the Lovin' Spoonful is the three members of the group all formed. They took the money from the hits that they had and they started a fund. And they're all very successful stockbrokers now in New York.
That's cool.
Yeah. Do something with the money. That's what happened. They all became very wealthy. That's the story. Summer in the City, number one. This week in 1966. The focus of Throwback Thursday. The Dougster at 28 past the hour.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A close call for Puerto Rico, but Hurricane Dorian just brushed it, then hitting the U.S. Virgin Islands with heavy winds and rains, and now it's on track to possibly hit Florida's east coast as a major Category 3 storm, although forecasters say it could impact anywhere from Miami to southern Georgia. The Broward County Emergency Management Director says,
at this point, it's all about preparation. Everyone should have already had an idea of what they're going to do when the storm's threatening.
Forecasters say it could make landfall in the southeast U.S. late Sunday or on Labor Day.
North Carolina authorities say they've arrested a university student who they say was planning a mass shooting. 19-year-old Paul Stieber arrested in his dorm at High Point University. Police say they found two guns and a lot of ammunition. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get back at it here, 34 after the hour on the DJV show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and my pal John Harper from radio station WMEL, which actually pretty much covers the entire east coast of Florida. And the east coast of Florida has a bit of weather. Is it at a stage three now? What's the story? It's Dorian, right? The name of the hurricane is Dorian, John?
That is correct. It is, but at the moment it's a Category 1 storm, expected to increase to a Category 3 within the next 24 hours. But It's a storm that is showing significant reason to believe that it will be a 3, possibly even a Category 4, but that remains to be seen at the moment. But nonetheless, it's something that people here in the state of Florida are taking very seriously. The possibility of this hitting any area from Jacksonville down to Palm Beach is a very real possibility over the next couple of days. It could even head on out into the Atlantic and miss everybody altogether. And there is talk that the state of Georgia could be looking at the possibility of this hurricane knocking on its front door here coming up in the next 72 hours.
But you, in Florida, you've lived in Florida for years and years and years and years and years. You're used to hurricanes. You're used to this. You're on the coast. Heavens, look what happened to your radio station, pretty much destroyed by a hurricane a few years ago, right?
Exactly. 2 years ago, coming up next week, we got totally destroyed. Totally knocked off the air. And, but yeah, you get used to it, but yet a lot of people haven't gone through hurricanes, Doug. There are so many new residents moving into the state every year, and a lot of people are very, very concerned, and rightly so. It's not anything that should be taken lightly. I was out early this morning at, 5:30. Getting gas in the car, getting gas for the emergency generators, things like that. And there was already a line at the gas stations. Some of them were already out of gas. So it's something that people this time are taking very seriously.
So what does it do to the fruit and vegetable crop? You have lots of oranges and lemons and grapefruit, and that's what Florida is known for in part, besides things like Disney. Disney's inland, not going to affect them very much, but the space, the Kennedy Space Station, a lot of activity now reemerging. So between the main crops and between the mainstay of the industry, the space industry is big there. How does it slow things down?
Well, it slows things down considerably, Doug. First of all, the Kennedy Space Center yesterday, one of the first times in the history of NASA, they pulled back into the vehicle assembly building one of the rockets that was on Launch Pad 39B getting ready to be loaded for its next mission to the International Space Station. And when people started to hear that the Kennedy Space Center was doing that, that heightened the concern that residents have here in this area. So that is a major, major impact on the area. As far as the crops, you're absolutely right. Grapefruit and everything else will just be blown from here to wherever, and it's a major impact on the crops as well. So a lot of concerns on a lot of fronts. Even you mentioned the attractions in the Orlando area at Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, and all the others. They're impacted by it because, quite frankly, they are only inland from where I sit right here almost on the ocean. They're inland only about 60 miles from here, and they are very definitely impacted by the wind and rain and the loss of revenue as well.
Yeah, well, the hurricanes take that beeline. The quickest way to get from the Space Coast to Disney is take the beeline. Woof, there you go.
That's right. All right. That's right.
Well, good luck. Let me know maybe tomorrow if there's a huge change. I'm not sure whether it'll make it on the countdown or not as one of the top 10, but maybe I'll have you come on and give us an update on the situation, John. Thank you, and good
luck.
I'll
be standing by.
All right, thanks. Okay. John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida. Today is the International Day Against Nuclear Tests, declared by the UN December 2nd, 2009. The resolution called for a day to be held August 29th every year. Let's see here. The initiation of this is very interesting. Kazakhstan started this thing. August 29th was chosen as the date because the nuclear test site there closed on that day in 1991. The test site in Kazakhstan had been foremost Soviet nuclear testing site. The day is seen as an opportunity to urge countries to sign and ratify the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty that was put together in 96. U.S. signed the treaty but has not ratified it. Imagine that, since 1996. And in order for the treaty to enter into force, the U.S. and seven other countries have to ratify it. So they haven't. What the hell good is this under circumstances when you think about it?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
This kind of stuff is so silly. They go to all of this trouble and they become all these political backslapping sessions in the cloakrooms. Okay, we've got to get this done. And then nothing is done. It is so annoying to see the stranglehold the military-industrial complex has, not only in our country, but the rest of the world. So, but at least this is some way of paying some homage, if you will, to the effort to denuclearize the world. I think Edward, I want to remember his last name, who created the nuclear reactor, Edward Tesler. Not Tesler. There's something close to that.
You sounded like Chucker there. Tesler.
No, it isn't. It's not Tesla. There's a Tesler as well. That name sticks in my mind. But anyway, he's the father, the real father of having it. Not the father of nuclear energy, the father of using it for bombs. So, at any rate. Okay. Next up in the focus here is the Federal Election Commission seems to be unable to come up with a vote after the vice chairman resigned. They have four members, and this fellow Matthew Peterson said that he was stepping down at the end of the month, so that means only three commissioners, and the problem there is that any federal agency needs four commissioners in order to make governing decisions. How do they do that, though? If they have a tie at four and four, who breaks the tie?
I don't know.
They need
a good question.
Three or five or some
uneven
number.
Yeah.
The FEC in charge of enforcing and regulating the country's campaign finance laws, which are a joke anyway, without the fourth commissioner won't be able to start audits, whole board meetings. You know, it's okay. So do we pay attention to this?
I think we should.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know if you saw what happened in Mississippi.
Yes,
yeah.
Did. Yeah.
And you know, it's, well, I guess go ahead and tell the story so in case people don't know what happened.
Well, you and I can both tell the story. What's going on in Mississippi? This may be, if you're a candidate for office, your worst nightmare. One man recorded a video of an electronic voting machine malfunctioning to the nth degree. His name is Ethan Peterson. He said, "It's not letting me vote for who I want to vote for." He was trying to select Bill Waller in the Republican primary runoff election for the next governor of Mississippi, but the machine selected Tate Reeves instead. You see that? And why is it that we're rolling over to this stuff? I got paper ballots, and I don't want an electronic voting machine. Who the hell, and for whose convenience is this? Not for mine. Not for yours.
I guess I don't know. You can make the
imagine
argument
that,
either way.
Watching the machine,
faster,
when you put in a name and another name comes up and that's what gets recorded, I mean, how can that be anything other than crooked?
Right, and what do? Do you go to the person sitting there who's a volunteer who takes your name when you sign in? What are they going to do? There's nothing anyone can do. This person's vote was completely discounted. So, and the problem is, I say this like respectfully, I think that it's a positive that this happened in a Republican primary, because we hear the people on the left are always saying, look, we've got voter machines that aren't working, we've got a huge chance of being hacked. Every tech report that's out there, it's a constant, like, look, we need to have some security here. These machines they're old, they're not updated. Mitch McConnell, for whatever reason, has stalled he's actually not even just stalled. He has blocked every single vote on voter machine security. There are multiple bipartisan bills that are sitting in front of him. He refuses to take any of them to a vote. This may actually push him further towards that, because it's not a Democrat saying, oh, the machine doesn't work and he doesn't care. This is a Republican gubernatorial primary. This is something that should have everyone's attention. This is a big, big deal. And tech people have been saying this for at least two years, that these machines are easily hacked. They've had children at hacking conventions hack into voting machines.
Sure.
Yes, young kids who know a little bit of coding have hacked into these machines. So I don't understand what it's going to take for Mitch McConnell to actually get off his ass and put a, and take some of these bills to a vote. These are bipartisan bills.
Take
somebody
paying
them off.
Everyone
wants their vote to count. Yeah, who's paying Mitch McConnell off? That's what I'd like to know.
Pay him off. That's it. All right, we're very, I'm very down on the process. And after this Mississippi thing, when I saw that the other day,
this is terrifying. This is a complete, this is a complete affront to our electoral system.
Legal, yeah, it is. I also, you know, doing away with the Electoral College, as much as some of the people who are maybe think a lot like I do in terms of political realities, I still, there is not one justifiable reason in these day, in this time for the Electoral College. Not one. All, and these people who blindly say, well, one man, one vote, but if you get more people in New York voting, then...
I know, I don't understand that. It's
well, how the hell do you think?
Argument.
Where'd you come out now? It's like you got a wall up there.
Yeah.
Here's something that help you. Time for help time. It's help time on the DJV program. And I want to help you if, in fact, you're living with aches and pains. Go online now to achefree.live. Get the details of how this product, Joint Formula 14, works on so many people at so many different levels. I've got names. I've got stories. People getting on their feet quickly after knee replacement surgery or hip replacement surgery. I can tell you all these stories. You can go read them online at achefree.live. But until you try it, you won't really know what the essence is of this product. So let's get to trying it. 14 days, you'll know. If it doesn't work, get your money back. And you can buy it for half price right now. That's the special offer, I think, now through Labor Day. Go to achefree.live, achefree.live, 50% off the product's price, retail price, and use it or lose it. I guess one way or another, I lose my patience sometimes with some of these things because I do have my aches and pains. And since I've started Joint Formula 14, and I put Daisy on it as well, to protect her, because dogs need that, you know, I give her glucosamine all the time, but this leaps and bounds that they have is certainly a way to keep your dog feeling better, as well as taking Joint Formula 14 to keep you better. It's all available at achefree.live, 50% off. Use the DJV code and feel so much better. Go online now, get the details at achefree.live.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Another innocuous movie theme. Mind me to tell you what I thought about the theme for Angel Has Fallen, which I saw yesterday, Chucker. But first, well, it's the theme from Taxi Driver. Wasn't Jodie Foster in this?
I don't remember. She was.
Yeah.
12 years old, I think.
Weird. Yeah, this is a weird movie, man, if I remember correctly. All right, so what do we take away from your playing the music?
Here's my segue. Warner Brothers yesterday released a Second Coming attraction trailer to their Joker movie, which stars Joaquin Phoenix as an origin story as Batman's arch villain. The Joker does not feature Batman in this film. It looks like a very serious R-rated movie, and clearly they're aping or copying the tone of Martin Scorsese's 1976 masterpiece Taxi Driver. Scorsese has a producing credit on Joker, which opens, I believe, the first week of October. It's tracking really well, and if you look at the trailer, it looks like a really, really good piece of filmmaking and a great performance based on the trailer by Joaquin Phoenix, who was in Gladiator.
Huh? Yeah, your description of a really great piece of filmmaking and everybody else's, maybe there's some difference. I do think, going back to the Taxi Driver, Scorsese discovered Jodie Foster in a way it was pretty unusual, actually. She hadn't done anything before. Had she done a commercial? What do I remember? I vaguely remember.
Isn't she the little girl on the bottle of Coppertone?
Yeah.
She's the baby, right?
The baby
from the beach.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think she was a child actor, though, after that.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Okay, anyway, Chunker, excuse us. Please continue.
Number two, we talked about The Irishman yesterday.
Wait a minute. Chunker has four things he wants to get through before
we're That was one. Second one is, guess what the running time of The Irishman is going to be?
8 hours long. It's probably very long.
3.5 hours.
Oh,
God.
That's
a long sit in a movie theater. Let me ask you a question, Doug. What's the last movie you remember with an intermission?
I don't remember a movie with an intermission. I remember long movies. I think if it's a really good movie, it doesn't. The time I found last night, I went to see Angel Has Fallen, and it was about 2 hours. And I thought the time went very quickly. I thought it was it was a good movie. You keep your interest, you don't think about the time.
Are you saying that there is an intermission for The Irishman?
No, I don't think there is, but I would question if there should be. The last intermission I remember...
Titanic didn't have that.
No, and that was a pretty long movie. That was over 3 hours. But I remember The Towering Inferno in 1974 had an intermission where the movie stopped for like 15, 20 minutes. You went into the lobby, had popcorn, a soda, and came back. They can't do that anymore with multiplexes because they have issues with crowd control. Third thing, Sony Pictures is going to do a 35th anniversary re-release of Ghostbusters October 6th and October 10th on around 600 screens. Will feature cast introductions. So if you haven't got a chance to see Ghostbusters on a big screen, that's your chance. And fourth, Doug, the newest Rambo movie, R-rated, no surprise there.
Yeah, I saw the trailer to that last night. That looks too bloody for me.
Really? So what interests you here of the stories we covered? The Irishman, Joker, Rambo, Ghostbusters.
Irishman interests me. I also wanted to talk about a trailer I saw for a movie coming out later this fall, a remake of the Charlton Heston movie from the 60s or maybe early 70s, Midway. Was that late 60s, early 70s? When was that?
I think it was 70. I think it was 76.
Was it that?
I think it was 76. Yeah.
All right. Long time ago. So now they're redoing it. The graphics and everything.
Roland Emmerich.
What they can do now.
The Independence Day directors redid it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's an interesting trailer. It is.
Yeah, it is. But it looks a lot like, what you saw with Pearl Harbor, except that with each year, the CGI stuff gets better. And so
I'll tell you a fun fact real quick. Fun fact real quick, when Midway hit theaters in the 1970s, were four movies released in the process called Censoround, where the theater shook.
Yes.
It was one was Earthquake, Battlestar Galactica, Roller Coaster, and Midway.
Midway. Yeah, that's right. I remember that now. That was the first time that you sat in your seats and the seats moved.
Earthquake. They amplified the speakers in a certain way where it felt like
the theater was moving.
It was a lot of fun, actually, with Earthquake.
It was more noticeable with Earthquake, I think, from what I remember, than it was with any of the others.
Yes.
But it was Charlton Heston. It was what you'd expect from a Charlton Heston movie at that time. So we'll see what happens as it comes out again this fall. Chuck Curry is our movie man here on the DJV Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.